This 1930 film is about a disillusioned soldier who faces the horrors of war.
See, All Quiet on the Western Front is one of the first talking movies where you don't have subtitles.
Ross Peterson taught World War I and Armistice History as a professor at Utah State University and has helped organize the film series to recognize events that led to the ending of the war 100 years ago this month.
You know, when World War I ended, and it was Armistice Day at the time, that meant, you know, peace. For many people around the world, they really thought when that war was over that that was going to be the end of wars.
Sergeant York, African Queen, a 1951 film about a religious spinster whose missionary brother was killed in World War I in Africa, and Paths of Glory will run during the festival. Peterson says the 1981 film Gallipoli is about two young Australian sprinters sent to the front line where their speed makes them candidates for messengers in one of the war's bloodiest battles. It runs on Wednesday.
For a pretty tough week of movies, because World War I was not a weekend picnic. It went for France and Great Britain and the Germans and the Austrians for 51 months, and millions of people died. And then at the end of the war, of course, you had the big international influenza epidemic that killed millions.
War Horse is scheduled to play November 8th. That 2011 movie is about young Albert, who enlists to serve in World War I after his beloved horse is sold to the cavalry.
What is it?
It's a horse they found wandering about in no man's land.
What kind of an horse?
A miraculous kind of an horse, be my guess.
You know, it's a phenomenal thing about animals and the way that they've been used in wars. In 1914, 15, you're still moving the ambulances, the cannons, very much in the same way you did in the Civil War. A horse is reliable. And so they started to draft the horses. The thing that makes a war horse so interesting is that, you know, the horse survives. And that makes it really a good ending.
Be brave!
The World War I Centennial Film Festival in Logan is one of several World War I events taking place throughout the month of November. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.